Why are you so low?
I don't know. It's the same as it was last week.
You're low.
Turn your volume up.
It is up. That's why I asked if you were low, because it seemed weird.
I don't know.
All right, get closer.
This is like it's close. I mean, I've got my preamp turned up. I can't really, you know, it's right up on my mouth already. I can't really do anything here. Yep. Anyway. So, welcome to week 816. Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. Of the Crankcast. Yeah. Stuff. So, Amazon bought MGM. Or they're going to buy MGM. I don't think the deal's gone through yet.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, it's more consolidation of, like, what used to be a bunch of different media outlets and stuff, you know?
It's bad, but, I mean, it's been a weird spot for a while, so it's kind of weird.
I mean, I guess it's no worse than Disney acquiring Marvel or whatever, you know. What is it? More recently, Warner and Discovery Channel, I think.
Yeah, all those are bad.
The great consolidation.
Right. I mean, they are all bad, but I'm saying in the context of all these things already being bad, this particular one's no worse than the others.
Keeps being one of those situations where one of them didn't do it, the other would have. I really actually wanted like Apple to buy it.
Why would that have been any better though?
Because they don't have a huge stranglehold over media.
Huh. I wonder why. Because they seem pretty, you know, acquisitive.
What's that?
They seem like they'd be pretty along those lines of being inquisitive, you know, like absorbing other things to make it theirs.
They don't have, like, a giant media conglomerate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because the way I, like, one of the points that the article I was reading framed it was that for Amazon, one of the reasons they did it is why not? Because the price they paid for it's like a drop in the bucket to what they're worth. So, I mean, if that holds for them, you would think it would hold for Apple, because, I mean, Apple's net worth's pretty damn huge, too, right? Like, why wouldn't they have just bought MGM?
There's probably reasons, but I think they're trying to not really be that far into it. I don't know. I just hope that Amazon doesn't, I don't know, treat the catalog shittily.
Oh, I guarantee they will, because they're already talking about how they're going to reimagine the IPs and reintroduce them and stuff. So it's going to be terrible.
What are they saying?
Well, they didn't give specifics, but they said part of the point of them buying is that MGM has a rich history of different IPs that they can reimagine and reintroduce, which means we're going to see reboots and remakes of stuff.
I mean, they can do legit Wizard of Oz stuff.
Yeah. I mean, technically, the actual Wizard of Oz properties, if they're based on the books, aren't those?
Well, the books are public domain, but the images from the movie.
Right. So they can actually do, I mean, right. Yeah. They can take it from source material, but they can't base it on the original movie.
Yeah.
I mean, until now, like, kind of thing. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, MGM, I mean, their catalog over the years, they've put out a lot of great movies.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they put out some stinkers, too, but
the main problem they have to deal with is the rockness.
Is the what?
Second.
Sorry.
The rockness tape, they do James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a huge pain in the butt.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. I don't get where, at what point does something become liable for lawsuit because of competitiveness kind of thing. Because, I mean, all of these things are buying up everything else and we're consolidating down to just a couple of companies, you know? But as long as there are at least a couple of companies that are distinct from each other, does that keep things clear? Like, I mean, I know none of us are lawyers, but I'm just kind of thinking out loud. I don't know what. Because they, and I mean, you know, Amazon's kind of in the crosshairs for government oversight anyway. I think yesterday or today they just got, or a lawsuit was initiated, because of their pricing, policies with third party sellers versus if those same sellers can sell it cheaper someplace else.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, I think that's considered an anti-competitive lawsuit, something. But I mean, all, you know, especially I guess right now anyway, tech companies are kind of in the spotlight for legal action just because everybody's paying attention to them. Just, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to talk about stuff that isn't the government exactly.
How is this not the government?
Well, I'm just talking about Amazon buying MGM. I mean, until I got into the government suing them for stuff, but. So yeah, at least there's news like that to talk about.
News you can use.
And there's a new Bond movie coming out, right? So I'm really behind on those, I think. I can't remember the last one I saw. But it was, I know it's been, well, quite a while, 5-6 years. Did I see Quantum of Solace? Which one was that?
That was the second of the new summer. So that was like 15 years ago.
Oh, wow. I think I've seen one since then. But. Probably. What was the one where they kept the. Where they blew up his ancestral home?
Skyfall.
Skyfall.
How recently was that?
8 years ago?
Okay. Well, that might be the last one I saw then.
When was that?
Because I don't think I've seen a new one since I moved in here. So that's...
Yeah. Skyfall was 2012.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
Spectre was 2015.
I think I saw Spectre then.
So there hasn't been a movie in a long time.
Was that the last one, Spectre?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I am caught up. I thought they were making them every couple of years.
Lucky Terror.
I don't remember it.
I don't either. That's the problem.
Just Lucky Terror.
It's
terrible.
Terrible. Travesty. Is it, so it's still Daniel Craig in the new one, right?
Yeah, this is probably his last one.
I would guess he's probably aging out at this point.
What's that?
He's probably aging out at this point, isn't he? Unless they plan on rebooting him again.
How long did Roger Moore play? Roger Moore was like in his 70s, it felt like.
On point.
Let's see.
So with the... With Casino Royale was the first Craig one, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to remember, was that actually supposed to be a, like, continuation, like, or in continuity, or was that a reboot?
It's a soft reboot.
Okay.
It's not really so.
But it is.
I just...
They kept, like, a lot of, I mean, they kept Judy Dench's. And stuff.
I wasn't sure whether it was supposed to be like, you know, I don't know, whether it referenced the prior events from the other movies or anything. Because I don't really remember that one very well either. It's been a long time. Also, speaking of Amazon, I finally got around to watching the Boarding School. Just because what? I got tired of them showing me commercials all the time and Well, not that they're going to stop showing any commercials, but I just kind of wanted to see what it was about, finally.
The boarding school.
Los Cumbres.
What?
Every time they say the boarding school, they say Los Cumbres in a whisper. That's in the commercials.
Yeah. I've never seen this commercial.
Their commercials have been really a lot more active on the PlayStation lately, because I can't easily skip them on the PlayStation, where most of the time I just hit skip on if I'm watching it from a browser.
Sorry to interrupt, but Daniel Craig has 5 more years to be Bond until he catches up with Roger Moore.
Oh, wow.
Roger Moore was 58.
That's it?
He looked about 90.
Yeah, he did.
Is Roger Moore dead?
No, I don't think he... Well,
yes,
yeah, he is.
Yeah, he died.
I am.
No more!
No more.
Yeah. I had I was reading a book of quotes by Harlan Ellison, and I completely forgot he was dead. I had to look it up.
Old bastard.
He's one of those weird cases. I mean, you don't.
Rumble.
Well, you don't see him often, but people who are complete assholes that people still like. You know what I mean?
I think people liked him.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked his work. I don't know.
I was scared of him.
When they would wheel him out on the Sci-Fi Channel as a kid, I'd be like, why?
I watched him yell at Kurt Busiek at Mid-OhioCon 1 year. And I thought, I was like, oh my God, is Carl Nelson going to kill Kurt Busiek? It turned out he was just telling him to stop eating junk food because Kurt Busiek has health problems.
So he was looking out for him.
He was looking out for him, but he scared the fuck out of me. Just yelling at somebody from across the room.
I wondered. I was thinking about this in retrospect because I wonder if the character of House was partially based on him.
Well, definitely that kind of personality.
Right. I mean, the guy that gets away with being a complete and total piece of shit house. Well, not piece of shit, but.
Did he? Because the last episode, he ended up faking his own death. So I don't know if he got away with it.
Oh, well, I don't know. My point was is that, you know, he got away with being an asshole by being right all the time or whatever.
Oh, my God. I watched that whole show. I do not remember the last season now.
Yeah.
And now you're reminding me it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, he went to jail because he fucking drove a car through his ex-girlfriend's house. And then they did all this other stuff in his... His friend was dying, so he faked his own death in a house fire.
Yeah. Why? Why did they do that?
I don't know.
That show didn't need to go out like that.
It was weird. It was really... And they ended up driving off into the sunset on motorcycles.
Are you serious?
Yes!
Was it all just a fever dream?
No. He was going to drive off with his friend until his friend died.
Huh.
The guy he worked with?
Yeah.
They could have just solved a couple of medical mysteries and called it a day.
It's not how House works.
Were they trying to do like a Death of Sherlock Holmes?
I'm guessing.
Well, Wikipedia does say that Holmes was an inspiration for the character.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that's pretty obvious.
I don't think I even made it that far in the series, watching it.
Like his name is Baker Street.
Yeah, Baker Street, huh? You didn't know that?
What?
His middle name is Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You're making fun of me.
How are we making fun of you?
Sherlock Holmes.
Homie. Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes. Holmes. House. Get it?
House.
Ah.
Zardoz. For some future generation.
Huh. So that went a whole 8 seasons.
You've never seen Zardoz. Which goes back to MGM. It all comes full circle, baby!
And it also goes back to Bond.
For that Amazon Zardoz series.
Oh, shit.
Oh, a reimagining of Zardoz. Can they make that costume sexier?
Welcome to the rape war.
Diaper raper!
Oh, man. No.
And they really wanted to program you watching some sexy videos back then.
Really?
Yeah, there's like it's that and Clockwork Orange.
Oh, right.
Huh. Well,
I didn't really think of them as sexy.
Logan's Run.
That was definitely trying to be sexy.
Oh, only the sexiest movie ever.
You don't think Sean Connery is trying to look sexy in that?
Sexy in that Burt Reynolds on a bearskin rug way.
That does it for me a little bit. It looks fucking crazy, but it's cool. He's really putting it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Literally. So, hey, House is streaming on Amazon. I guess that'll be my next binge. Can I take 8 seasons of House?
So is that ending worse than... what's the Florida...
Dexter? I never saw the last season, so I don't know.
I never finished.
The last season was already getting there for me. So.
I erased the ending of House from my brain. So I wonder... Yeah.
I mean, there's something about the House finale that's kind of appropriate. I mean, there was only so much he could come back from before he did have to, like, fake his own death. I mean, it's not like he was going to get a job as a doctor anywhere.
He didn't need to go all the way out that way. He should have become Bruce Banner, and it should have become
just wandering?
A wandering doctor solving medical mysteries.
Sort of like a really narrow scope pretender?
And he turns into a house.
He's a warehouse? I never finished Dexter either, come to think of it.
Listen to
anything? Yeah, a lot of people say it's like the worst ending.
Really?
Yeah.
It's bad.
What was the ending to 6 Feet Under? I can't remember that one either.
I only heard the ending of 6 Feet Under, and it depressed me for a month.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's rough.
So it wasn't bad, though? Like,
it's nice.
I didn't think it was nice. I do not like the idea of seeing how everybody I know is going to die. I don't like that.
It wasn't like they died the next day.
I know. It doesn't matter, is what I'm saying.
It was the whole deal of the show.
Why don't I know I finished 6 Feet Under. I don't know why I don't remember this at all.
This is my least favorite part about discussing entertainment, is Sean's indignance for why you like or dislike
He's
something.
He's so sad about everything. You take anything that's sad and you're like, that's so depressing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you dislike.
And it's like, no, it's nice. They were unhappy about it.
Okay.
Except the one guy.
You guys all right?
No. Somebody is going to get a beat down when this show's over.
Addison.
Addison is getting another beat down.
Well then. That's so weird. Was that only... 6 Feet Under was only 5 seasons, right?
Really?
I think so, yeah.
With 120 episodes a season.
Which felt like a year each.
It was in real time.
Alright. Wow. But at least these shows got endings. You know, I mean, there's so many shows that were weird or halfway decent that just sort of stopped.
Carnival,
that's a good
Carnival
example.
Carnival had a bad ending. Yeah.
I didn't really know it was like,
it was an ending and it sucked. It was like the ending of it was like a season ender that was going to be the end of and it sucked. Because you knew there wasn't going to be any more.
And that was just, you know, I mean, that was a pretty interesting show.
That was
a
ending too. What?
I was just saying, that was a pretty interesting show up to the point that it stopped. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess there's some shows you don't really care about if they get a proper ending or not, like the reboot of Flash Gordon from the mid-aughts.
If you will... I am so freaking tired of you. You are the only person that ever talks about that show.
You know, you are, Sean.
Nobody knows what Flash Gordon is.
I'm not Sean. I'm telling you, you are the only one that likes that show.
But I even brought it up in a context you could agree with, that nobody cares if it got an ending or not. And yet you're still getting angry about it.
I'm angry that you still have this flame for this show.
If you were talking about Stargate, I think Stargate is an acceptable thing to be like, here's a thing that people probably actually watched.
But my point of it being nobody cares if it got an ending or not.
Nobody knows that it was on the air. You did.
That's it. It's just you.
Not really. I didn't really care if it got an ending. It wasn't that great. I just thought it was pretty good.
No, oh, Jesus.
Because it's like an example. Gosh.
Okay, fine though. Stargate Universe.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Well, that's one that should have got a proper ending, right?
It's the only good Stargate show.
I don't know. Atlantis was pretty good.
No!
Stargate itself was pretty good up to a point.
Ugh. You're the Flash Gordon of podcasts. Nobody would care if this
fight was on. That's absolutely true.
Well, now you're just being insulting.
And it was insulting, but true.
I'm just telling the truth, Jared. Bunch of meanies.
I mean, nobody cares if your face gets an ending.
Oh! And it will.
But nobody will care.
Your child doesn't know who you are yet.
Yes, she does. She smiles at me every fucking morning.
That's gas.
That's gas! You said that!
That's not anymore. It was. But now I wake her up and she sees me in her little bed and she's like, hey,
get out of here! Get out!
Yep.
It does. He looks at me too. When I sneak into your house at night.
Wayne.
What? Stop acting like that's weird.
No, that's perfectly normal. I mean, you've got a right by association.
Yeah, I think so.
To secretly enter somebody's house.
That's fine. I'm glad somebody understands me.
It's not like you don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd be weird if you just did it to a stranger's house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad that Mikey is coming into my house and not other people's
house. It's like at least you know where he is, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You want to keep tabs on me at all times, is what we're saying.
It's like that thing about, you know, parents who let their kids and their friends drink at home because, hey, at least we know where they're drinking.
Yeah.
It maybe not make complete rational sense or anything, but, you know.
At least he's feeding our
Does it not make rational sense.
Or, I mean, how should I say? It's not that it's not excusing the behavior. I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
They're exploring their surroundings.
Yeah.
Well, talking about your lizard?
Yes.
Hmm. Wait. Are we? Never mind.
And drunk all the time.
Drunk lizard!
You gave him this dragon's mouth, right?
Oh, oops! I drank it.
Did you give him his tiger blood?
I didn't give him the tiger blood. Mm. I haven't killed any tigers lately.
Well. Hey, do you guys remember how long ago I started reading Ulysses?
It's been a while.
No, I don't remember either, but I'm still reading it. It seems like the book that just won't end.
It doesn't.
I guess not.
Every time you close the book, a new chapter is written.
The truly never-ending story.
Mm-hmm.
With Lamal.
Is it Lamal? Did you change his name again?
What is his name? I don't know. The guy from Kachagugu. Isn't that Lamal?
I don't know. I don't think so. It doesn't sound right.
Well, then whose name do you think I'm changing? Yes, it is Lamal. It's Limahl.
Mm.
Which is just an anagram of his last name, Hamill.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
And did you know he's English?
Yeah, I did know that.
I always thought he was like Scandinavian or something.
Why? Because of that name?
The name and the bleach blonde hair and stuff, you know.
Not every blonde person is from Scandinavia.
Well, sure.
I don't assume that every time I see a blonde person.
I mean, some of them are from Germany, but you know. Still.
Wait, what? What series are you talking about?
He's talking about the person that sang the never-ending... No, the... Yeah.
The what?
The never-ending story.
Oh.
Again, a thing nobody would care about ending.
Wait, what is he reading? What?
No, it's the singer of the song, the theme song.
He's reading a book about him?
Yes.
Why?
Why not? I don't know why it seems funnier as I'm drawing somebody being trampled by horses.
Just for the record, it was sometime mid-March that I started reading Ulysses.
How do you know?
I looked it up because I mentioned it on here.
Oh.
And I must have tagged it with a tag. Or no, I put it in the post. So. And also on that show, Sean was winning at Fortnite.
He's always winning at Fortnite. Well, it wasn't always, but he is like pretty good.
And Addison was being a dick about the rest of us being older.
Wow. Addison.
Yeah. And I worded it just like that on there, too.
It's all rude, Addison.
I mean, putting it relative to what the rest of us say most of the time, it's probably no ruder than any of that.
That's something.
And, you know, considering how you generally treat Addison anyway.
What?
He's your new marshal.
He is not.
Mm. Well, if you say so.
He doesn't have a blade, does he? I don't know.
What?
Do you have a rainbow tattoo on your chest? No.
He might. Anyway. But, so you'll be pleased to know, though, I'm in the last two chapters of Ulysses, so it should only be another, like, 4 months.
Okay.
And then I'll do my whole report on it.
I don't want a report. Nobody asked for a report.
I'm expecting a book report.
I mean, it may not be like a formal book report, but you know.
Oh, I want
a formal book report.
Especially chapter 15. Holy crap. It gets into a surrealist play.
I love serial plays.
Surreal.
Surreal.
No, different meaning entirely.
Surreal.
I'm a surreal killer.
That was dumb.
I saw a guy crossing the street yesterday. Who was wearing a shirt that said serial killer, but still, like, a serial. It's a edible serial. Some hackers?
So was that a hacker's t-shirt? Yeah.
Was it?
Oh. I wonder.
I did not know that. Just me and Craig are like, hackers?
Yeah.
Addison wasn't alive when that came out.
How old were you in 95, Addison?
In 95, I was...
Zygo.
Seven?
Oh, seven?
Eight.
Asking me, I don't know when your birthday is. Huh. So, yeah. I guess that would have been just before your time then.
I feel like I would end up seeing a lot of those movies though, around when they came out, because I'd like see them on like Cinemax and stuff.
Well, that makes sense. I saw a lot of stuff about that age on cable. When I, yeah. Even though probably some of it I shouldn't have.
There was the time where I convinced my dad to rent From Dusk Till Dawn when I was like in third grade. He did not know what that movie was going to be.
Gotcha, Dad.
Vampire whores.
Vampire whores.
Two perfect things you'd be showing a third grader.
Is just bad. It's not.
No, I know.
I think no one was too young for that. And that's all about me, definitely.
No one was too young for what?
Tank girl?
What's wrong with Tank Girl? Tank Girl was fun and bright and colorful.
All I remember was so hungry. My stomach hurt when I was watching Tank Girl in the theater. I was just like trying to eat as much licorice as possible because I was like so hungry.
Oh god, that sounds awful.
Do you think that maybe colored your view of it?
Oh, I've seen it multiple times.
Right, but you know, first impressions last.
And the only good part is that animated sequence.
One of my wife's favorite movies.
Hmm.
And what's her name who plays Jet Girl?
Naomi Watts.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Never looked better.
What's she doing now?
Stuff? I mean,
apparently she's filming a remake of Goodnight Mommy.
Goodnight Mommy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't she in the remake of Funny Games? Why is she remaking these, like, foreign horror movies?
I don't know.
Like, German foreign horror movies. She's got, like, oh, no. Good night, Mommy. I mean, Funny Games is French, isn't it?
Don't know.
Good night, Mommy's messed up.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Left the theater, I was like, no. You are not allowed to have frozen pizza, motherfucker.
Is he still talking about Tank Girl?
I wish, because then I would have been not hungry.
Good Good Night Mommy is Austrian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait, I do kind of remember this, now that I see the poster. Wow, that was a long time ago already.
Naomi Watts plays a lot of, like, mothers in distress, doesn't she?
Mom.
Yeah, she's
that one with the hurricane.
Yeah, that's right.
The hurricane or a flood?
Tsunami.
Was that the one with the tiger?
The tiger tsunami? A tsunami of tigers?
There was some movie about a family trapped in a house with a loose tiger while there was like a hurricane or a tsunami or something going on outside.
Are you talking about Crawl? But with the crocodile?
Crawl?
No, the one
Crawl, except with tigers?
Ooh. There is a reimagining.
Don't act like that's a good idea, you son of a bitch.
I know, it's the one about the... Is that tiger? Or is that also an alligator, where the guy falls into the pool?
And a tiger gets him?
No, I mean, he's like just stuck in the pool. There's no water in it.
Oh, no, I don't know that one.
What kind of pool is that?
An empty one?
You can't get out of an empty pool.
It's like 6+ feet. Just go to the shallow end.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a shallow end. What pool doesn't have a shallow end? Ooh, not this one.
That seems.
I can't remember the name of the one with the tiger, but it's like Crawl, but it had a tiger instead, and it's older than Crawl.
I don't know. Crawl came out in like the early 80s.
Not Crawl, Crawl.
Then say it right.
Listen, Memphis.
I'm so confused. What's the Naomi? Is the tsunami one the one where Naomi Watts' boob is just out the whole movie and they decided that like, we'll just have one boob out?
I've never seen it.
Is that the one with Ewan McGregor? I think it is.
It's called like...
For sure. The Impossible?
It is something like The Impossible.
And for some reason, they're like, yeah, we'll just have your titty out.
Burning Bright.
Burning Bright?
What?
That was the name of it. Burning Bright. Had Brianna Evigan in it.
So here's the thing. Craig's context of these movies he describes are as if everyone has heard of this shit. And then we bring up Palm Springs, and he's like, what the fuck's Palm Springs?
I still don't know what that is.
And he's like talking about some tiger shit. And we're like, what are you fucking talking about?
I mean, to be fair, you have to have Hulu.
Yeah, but there's ads for it.
Yeah.
There's actors in it.
Yeah, but I don't have Hulu. Why would I have watched it?
It's fucking Flash Gordon over here.
Got a point there, Valerie.
People know who Flash Gordon is.
They don't know about the Sci-Fi Channel show.
No, but they can at least... And besides, you guys are just disregarding context entirely. When I was talking about this Burning Bright movie, it was in context of the other stuff we were talking about, and it made sense. When I was talking about Flash Gordon, it was in context of things nobody cares about.
It sounds like you think we're being unnecessarily rough on you.
Yeah, you're kind of being a dick, yeah.
I'm talking about Naomi Watts' titty.
Not both of them. Just that one.
Would both be too much?
I don't know. Some would say it's impossible.
I mean,
wouldn't it be funny if ratings were based on number?
Wait a minute. I think they are, actually.
So if it's only one, it's PG-13, but if they're both, it's
I think if there's a certain amount, then yes.
I just got a cut on her titty.
What are you doing?
It looks upsetting. Oh, no.
I'm surprised you're not attracted to it, Mr. Weird Clockwork Orange.
Those are sexy scenes.
No, there's nothing sexy about Clockwork Orange.
He's watching people boning on a TV.
Yeah, that's really not sexy. That's...
it, the eyeballs point googling out, maybe not, but he's watching. Sexy.
I mean, and the point of that's supposed to be desensitization?
So with Zarda!
You know, he's got a fucking porn TV.
Huh. So, what else you want to talk about?
Any TV can be a porn TV.
Any TV can be a porn TV!
It's true.
There's always naked people hanging out on TVs behind him.
TVs don't do porn. People do porn.
He's got, like, the Orgasmatron behind him.
Did we ever figure out the name of that movie with the tit?
Impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible that only one titty is out.
Mm-hmm. So.
What's the Sean Connery space okay corral?
Outland. No, wait, that's Roy Scheider. No, that's Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Yeah, Outland.
I'm saying that that's like an unofficial alien.
It just has that feeling. It's not a, no, it's not at all.
Wait, I thought I read somewhere that it is somehow shared in the universe, though.
That's,
yeah.
Some nerd did that.
Is it the same writer?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Maybe it was, maybe they had, like, shared company names or something like that? Like Wayland Corp or something like that?
Hold on.
Sean's going to find out.
Here's a Reddit article. Say.
The Googs. He's getting the Googs out.
Okay, no. I'm wrong.
So, not connected?
No, it just looks like
it. Apparently a bunch of the same crew from the Alien movie worked on Outland. I don't know if that contributed to its look or whatever, but
totally are weird. Same place.
Hmm.
Has someone made a comic called
Oh! TM, I stole it from you.
I mean, do it.
That sounds awesome. I gotta
erase this. Bleep what I said, Frank.
Oh, yeah, dude. Bleep it. And people, it'll only make them interested now.
For real?
What?
Is it for real?
Yeah.
It'll also just sound great, because it'll just...
Great name, Sean.
Well, quit saying it, you're making more work. Holy moly.
Thanks, Frank.
I gotta find my little crankbots. Do I still have crankbots? Guess I'll have to dig them up. They're actually Sean bots, but, you know. Bon Mots. Bon and Teller? Is this thing on?
I like it when you talk to yourself.
Well, I was trying to talk to you, but nobody was answering.
I understand what you were saying.
Yes, the trailer for Comedian used to really scare me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm seeing this screenshot, and I don't know what to feel like. Because it doesn't... how am I supposed to be scared of him with no shirt on, looking like he's in a sauna, with like... heads of these aliens hanging out around
them. Mm-hmm. I remember reading that book. My dad got it for some reason when he was working like a night job where he was like a night guard or something like that. So he went through a lot of paperbacks. And I would read them after he got done with them. I remember reading Communion. There was a follow-up book to that, wasn't there?
Probably a lot.
There was like one, or at least at the time, there was one sequel, I think, and I read that too, but I don't remember what that one was called.
We even did one at Devil's Due.
Yeah?
Yeah. I forgot Blaylock was an alien head.
Had something to do with water, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Bathtubs being drowned or something. I remember some scene about somebody being drowned, and they concluded that wasn't drowned in his bathtub. He was drowned in like a river miles away. Or something weird like that.
His face is just still getting...
Yeah, Christopher Walken was pretty weird in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Good one. I like that.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, that one we did have really good covers.
What was the name of that book?
What's that?
What was the name of that book?
Booty Town.
Because that was towards the end there, wasn't it?
The NYE incidents. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Huh. Well, according to it being... Oh, okay, never mind. I found an article from 2011 from Hollywood Reporter that was talking about how that was going to be heading to the big screen. Of course, that was Lincoln and Alter, which I guess means it just never happened. Because I don't know. Did they ever actually make anything?
Nope.
That we know of?
No comment.
Right on. Anyway.
Oh, wait, Tom Lincoln made that one horror movie with Ashley... What's her name?
Not sure.
She was in the Twilight movies.
I don't know. Thinking of young names.
Lawrence?
Green?
Oh, that sounds familiar, yeah.
It's like a ghost movie. The Apparition.
Mm. All right. Wait.
Ash Green. And Sebastian Stan.
Oh. Weird. Okay, so I went to go look up Todd Lincoln on IMDb to find the name of the thing you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And they've actually got a 2008 hack slash movie listed as part of his filmography.
Yeah.
Like it was actually made or worked on or whatever.
I'm sure he wrote something. Oh, he did write something.
Yeah.
I remember a script treatment that Tim showed me back then. But I thought that's as far as it ever got. Oh, he also did a segment in VHS Viral.
Yeah.
I remember, sort of.
I remember now.
And I'm pretty sure I saw this Apparition movie, but I don't remember it.
It's one of those movies with the like flaky wall horror effects where like the wall becomes flaky.
Oh. And it
falls off and you're like, oh, it's ashy flakes.
Gotcha. Was that pioneered in the the video game series, you know?
Yeah, it's very Silent Hill.
Yes.
Like, that wall has black mold. Gross.
That was a pretty much trademark Blumhouse thing, wasn't it?
That was later, though.
Oh.
So they must have liked those movies. They're talking like Mama and stuff like that.
Mama.
Mama.
Oh. Ashley Green.
That's who it is.
Yeah,
So, sorry, and I, when you were saying Ashley, I was remembering Ashley Lawrence, but that's because I just recently rewatched the first two Hellraisers after a long, long, I haven't seen them in ages. And there were bits of them I actually forgot. But the, I don't know, man, those first two Hellraisers were actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how goofy the special effects look.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't think they look too goofy.
There's like straight up like lightning drawn around people and things like that, like an old Disney movie.
Well, sure, but I mean, this we're talking about 87 and 88 here, you know? I mean, they were still hand-drawn lightning back then.
I forgot that at the end of Hellraiser that something comes out of there and flies off.
Yeah, that part doesn't make a lot of sense. Because you see that it's like a homeless person. And you see him earlier in the movie just sort of creeping around following Ashley Lawrence around. And then it turns into some weird winged demon thing. But like, without really any, I mean, it's just one of those things, I guess. You know, maybe you don't need an explanation for it. But he shows up in the second movie, too, at the end. There's that.
The second one seems scarier than the first one.
It was a lot more graphic, I think. And it was more, because a lot more of it takes place, like, out of the real world.
Yeah, you're in hell, aren't you?
Whatever version of hell that is. Like, they explain at one point that everybody's got their own hell, but then they keep crossing over into other people's hells. So I guess they're all sort of like in one big condominium of hell.
You get out of my hell!
Yeah. Woo-hoo. One thing I thought was weird about the first movie that I never really noticed a long time ago is that it's really hard to place where that's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be somewhere in America, but it's filmed in England. It looks like it's in England.
Right, and sometimes people have accents. And he even says in the dialogue,
a lot of the people are English in that movie.
Well, when they're first moving in, and the wife, like, he tells her, well, you know, because she's all like, well, at least it's not Brooklyn. And he's like, well, see, this is perfect. You're back on your turf. But it's like, well, where's her turf supposed to be? Because this is, you know, like, you're acting like this is America. This doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, that was kind of strange, I thought. That was Clive Barker's directorial debut.
Yep.
Which, I mean, considering, you know, guy had never done it before, it's a pretty decent feat, I think. But, anyway. I've been on a horror kick again. And before you start with the jokes, that's horror.
Huh?
Never mind. Mike, do we have an email?
I don't know. I was playing my game.
I could tell you weren't even bothering to pay attention anymore.
Let me see. The contempt I have.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Contempt. Whatever.
Henrik wrote in. I'm not going to read it.
Why?
I think he needs to learn a lesson about liking this show.
I don't understand.
Henrik writes, "Hi, Crank, Mike, and other fine folk. Now that Crank is finished with Buffy and Angel, his rewatch, I'm curious to know which season from both shows are his favorite. For me, I think both shows hit their peak during season 5.
Oh, my turn?
Yes.
Honestly, I think my favorite, and I'm not going to say this is the best season, but it's my favorite season, was the first season.
Of both?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, of Buffy. Angel, I'm trying to think. Sometime definitely before the end, maybe season 3 was probably where it peaked for me.
Okay.
Once they moved into the law offices, I wasn't so thrilled. I think that was season 4, or was that season 5?
That was the season before the end, so yeah, I think that was 4.
Okay. And then season 5, it's not that season 5 is bad. There's good episodes in season 5, but I really didn't like the whole Fred and Luria thing.
Yeah.
That just bummed me out.
Yeah.
And back
to... Why does everything depress you?
I don't know, Sean. Why?
Last week, Crank started talking about watching Grimm.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this is one of the shows that I have... That has disappointed me the most. I remember watching it when it was first airing, and I really liked it, but it then became more and more annoying how the show would refuse to do any kind of long-term plotting and would just ignore all the story points introduced in earlier seasons. The increasing focus on the Adeline character didn't help, nor what happened to Juliet in the later seasons.
Yeah, that got a little weird. I will disagree, though. I think the show actually got stronger as it went along. It didn't feel as shaky. It felt like it was a little more focused.
It would be awesome if in the last season he is just played by Brandon Routh. So it's like he baked and got, you know, he was fully baked at the end of the show.
Yeah.
You don't like that idea?
Perfect.
Go to hell!
And then they could have brought in Margot Kidder to play Juliet.
Okay. I'm all for it. Let's do it. Let's remake it. I guess what I'm trying to say is that Glee is the only other show that has gone from something I really like to plain unwatchable.
Go. Glee.
What happened with Glee?
No, I'm just saying Glee because I'm not sure Glee was ever watchable.
It was extremely watchable. It went buck wild.
I never watched Glee.
Also, that's the most cursed show ever made.
Yeah. Everybody did.
Everyone's come out of that like fucked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that one guy was going to go to prison for all the child porn.
Yeah.
And he killed himself, right?
Okay.
And then the other guy, drug overdose, died.
What's her name died too? Naya something?
Yeah, she died mysteriously in that lake.
What?
Naya Rivera.
On a boat ride with her daughter.
Whoa, she got Natalie Wooded. That's not good.
Well, it's just her daughter.
Yeah, it was like
her daughter lived?
Right, yeah. She's like a canoe or something, right? Something.
A canoe?
Yeah, it was like just a two-person boat. And then
her
daughter.
What kind of shit happened that you die in a canoe?
Weird mystery.
That sucks.
Well, yeah.
Then what's her name has gotten...
Whatever.
She's more just that she's like a nightmare to work with. It's like... Just really...
I never know how much trust that has to have. A lot of that is weird Hollywood shit where, like, people pay certain people as being difficult to work with, and it's just bad, not producers shit. I mean, she could also just be an asshole, also.
Yeah.
People are.
What are you saying?
About what?
Lastly, I want to give a mild recommendation to Marvel's MODOK TV show. Fired. Henrik is fired.
He said mild.
The reason it is mild is because I don't find it particularly funny. Okay. Rehired. Henrik's rehired. But it is clear that Patton Oswalt and the rest of the cast is having a lot of fun with it and is written by people who are fans of the Marvel comics. That is all for this week. Yes, it is not great.
Yeah.
It should be way shorter, and I think either have more or less of a story.
Is this another, what is this, Netflix?
It is Hulu, actually, because I watched it last night, and I had a fit trying to find it. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't Disney Plus? And I was like, what is this? And I was looking on HBO Max, and then I was like, oh, okay.
Was
Process of Elimination.
Was WandaVision Hulu?
That was Disney Plus.
Oh. That's kind of confusing how they're splitting that stuff up.
Yes.
Basically, Hulu is for anything above that has, like, swearing or anything.
Oh, okay. Like their, whatever, 18 plus label or whatever.
So, like, they put Deadpool on Hulu while they brought all the X-Men movies on Disney Plus.
I know I should probably know this, but does Disney own Hulu?
Yeah.
Okay.
ABC,
baby. So there are other Hulu Marvel shows too, then. Like one Runaways or something on Hulu?
Yeah.
But that was back when they were, you know, doing shows on, like, every streaming service.
Okay. I think I should look up a... Because I'm not even, off the top of my head, really clear how many different Marvel shows there are now at this point. I mean, not just airing now, but all together, like since.
The only one you need to watch is Inhumans, baby.
Wasn't, there was a Cloak and Dagger one, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Wasn't I really liked the first episode or two of that, and then I didn't watch anymore.
Yeah, it gets real old real fast.
Gotcha.
So what are... Okay,
it
like,
seems to want to fight becoming a superhero show. And it's very... It's a cool show for a little while, and then it's just... It's not, like, okay, just do something.
So, flipping over to DC for a second, I had asked whether or not that new Superman and Lois show was any good, and you said it was all right.
Very good.
Is that on regular TV, or is that on a streaming service?
It's on CW.
It's on HBO Max as well.
Okay. But that's actually being broadcast as well?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. It's on actual CW.
Because that's part of the... I mean, that's part of their whole TV universe, right? Arrowverse or whatever they're calling it now.
I don't know how long it takes for each episode to come onto HBO Max. It seemed like they just released everything they had done up until their break on the HBO Max after a certain amount of time.
Hmm.
But I think it's always available on the CW app, and then it's available like after each episode on CW.
Gotcha. Huh. One of these days I'm going to have a lot of catching up to do. Oh, well.
That is all this week. Henry from Denmark, P.S. Happy belated birthday, Mike. Thank you. P.P.S. Scratch Floyd behind the ears for me. He's a good kitty. You do not know.
Fire.
He has been way more tolerable this week because Julie's out of town, and I think he's desperate for attention because nobody is with him all day. And I've been trying to... play with him a lot when I get home to tire him out, and it seems to be working. He hasn't stopped biting me.
But your scars are toughening up, so it's not as bad now, right?
Like calluses on my hand, yeah.
Right.
Eventually I will be immune to all biting.
Right. I mean, it's a plan.
Yeah.
How was your birthday?
It was alright. I don't think I did anything, did I? What did I do?
Did you schedule your guitar lesson yet?
No, I'm waiting on him.
Oh, okay.
He said he had to get his second vaccination today. So,
well, good for him.
I guess I'll find out after that.
Did you eat cake?
No.
I didn't know if maybe you had a nice...
I did go to Outback.
What? You can tell us that.
Bloomin' Onion?
These are for me.
Should go by yourself.
No. It was like a last minute thing. We went to return, not return, but we went to sell some used books in Skokie. And while we were there, we're like, let's go to Outback. And you know what? The magic is gone for Outback. I don't know if anybody that was worth a damn has left Outback. But it was kind of gross.
Maybe you're gross.
Just saying.
Maybe it's related to the pandemic.
Did you order the right things?
Yes. I always order the right things. I got a Bloomin' Onion.
Can't eat all that brown bread.
I couldn't eat the brown bread. You're right.
That's the best part.
Well, it is something of the best part, yes.
Nothing, I don't care about anything
off the ground there. So, just for the record, what are the best things at Outback?
The Bloomin' Onion! Yes!
Is that the only thing to get there, though?
That's one of the things I like. I like the Alice Springs chicken.
See, I always thought the Bloomin' Onion was very inconsistent. Did
you
just say that you get the chicken at Outback, Mike?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Because it's a steakhouse.
So?
You don't order chicken at a steakhouse.
I get the chicken.
It's like going to, like, Red Lobster and getting a steak.
You can. That's a turf and turf.
I do that, too.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
It is crazy.
It is not crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, you get the thing that their specialty is.
It's Red Lobster doesn't have a specialty.
Yeah, they do.
Lobster. It's red.
And shrimp, which are just tiny lobsters.
They are kind of tiny lobsters.
You think they get upset
if you tell them that?
The buns. Maybe.
Oh, the Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Yeah, dude.
Hmm.
All the good shit you can't have.
Look, Dick.
I'm not being a dick about it. I'm just saying those restaurants might not be for you anymore. The problem may not be them.
Julie also said that the quality was low.
Getting a chicken at Outback is like if you went to Benihana's and just asked for sushi.
Look, Dick, I've had the chicken at Outback several times and it was being good. You're acting like it's always been bad, and it's not true.
It's not that it's been bad.
I'm just saying.
It's that it's been wrong.
Yeah, that's yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
So.
Alright, welcome to Steaks R Us. What would you like? Roll the chicken.
Can you believe this in just this?
This is like a pile on.
I learned this from my man. My poppy was like, we'll go to steakhouse and get a salad.
Well, I mean, I go to Long John Silver's for the chicken.
Yeah, but Long John Silver's doesn't specialize in anything except
fish.
It is
a seafood place. You just did the same thing I said.
It's a fast food restaurant, guys.
So is Red Lobster.
No, it is not. That is a casual restaurant.
Oh, my God.
No fucking drive-through Red Lobster.
I could if I wanted to.
And then you'd have to fake your death and drive off on a motorcycle.
I am going to fake my death. I don't need friends like this.
You want to order from the window?
I'm going to throw you through a window.
Oh, boy.
Silvers.
Let's degenerate it.
I go to Little Caesars and order a burger.
You can't order a burger at Little Caesars. They literally specialize in pizza. To the point that that's all they have.
Yeah,
There'll be a lot of stabbing going on here after you're off.
Rule with any restaurant is you order the thing they go through the most. Said it's the freshest. You don't want the thing that's just sitting around waiting for someone who decides to come to the Outback and order chicken. You don't know how long that chicken is sitting there.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Thank goodness someone ordered the chicken. We were about to throw this away.
Fuck yeah, chicken man.
You guys don't know anything. I am just appalled at the ignorance of my so-called friends.
This sounds like we're experienced.
You aren't experienced?
I worked in my chair of restaurants.
The ignorance of my so-called friends. My biography of Mike.
I grew up in a restaurant.
Because your parents kicked you out.
My dad took me to work.
Nah, they didn't kick him out. They just left him there.
This is... I don't know how to deal with this. This may be the day I snap.
Well, on that note, I suppose we should call this an end.
A top-sized beaver.
What?
Defeat... A small-sized coyote.
What?
Are beavers known for their ferociousness?
Well, a big beaver is like 70 pounds. And a coyote...
That's a big fucking beaver. What are you... really?
Yeah. And coyotes run on the low end 15 pounds.
What are you talking about this?
Because I'm seeing the stats.
Coyotes don't usually hunt solo.
Why are you even talking about this?
Because I'm seeing it, and I'm thinking about this beaver fight. A beaver thing.
Don't Google beaver fight.
That's like a scissor fight, right? I would say that the coyote would definitely be at a disadvantage. Okay.
Where are you sitting, Craig?
The coyote would be at a disadvantage from being separated from the pack.
Yeah.
But that might be offset by the fact that I don't think beavers are particularly hostile or aggressive.
I bet they protect their ground.
I can't fight a beaver.
I mean, beavers do have big teeth.
You get like a college sports team. Yes, the fighting beavers.
Shit, this beaver. Bugs.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. That's a fuck beaver.
That beaver's gonna fucking beat your head.
Why is this beaver after me all of a sudden?
Just look at him.
You know what?
You just fucking working for Outback?
Mm-hmm.
Justice Beaver! A criminal fighting beaver! In the podcast.
Sean is all about the beaver.
I do love beavers. Oh, they're so cool.
A big waffle tail. Anyway, in stores this week. Anybody?
No.
Okay.
I don't have anything in stores.
What in the world is... Oh, hey, somebody put out a Xenozoic trade paperback from Mark Schultz. That's kind of cool. That has nothing to do with us, but it's 352 pages, dude.
That's a lot of dinosaurs.
For only $27.96. $34.95 retail.
That's a lot of dinosaurs.
That is a lot of dinosaurs. A lot of well-drawn dinosaurs.
That's a lot of well-drawn dinosaurs.
And what in the world is Dave Sim doing these days? which is a question probably that has been asked before.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a Baby Yoda Cerebus one-shot.
What? What?
Yeah, yeah, Baby Yoda Cerebus.
How?
Well, I don't know.
That's fine.
Explain!
Officially?
It can't be official. Yeah. There's no way.
I mean, you would think Yoda in any form...
Parody, though. How can he do that?
I don't know, man. This description's even weird. I don't know what the hell. That's just, has he just kind of gone crazy or something? I don't know.
Did a long time ago.
From owning.
He's been on the cutting edge of creators gone mad.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you got a point. From Oni Press, there's a new OGN hardcover called Sprite and the Gardener, and it's really pretty.
Ooh.
It's a cute story. It's like an all-ages type story.
I like things.
But I really like the art in this book, and I was really happy to work on it. And also, Rick and Morty Presents Volume 3, trade paperback, and I did part of this anyway, the Quick and Easy Guide to They-Them Pronouns, but this is some sort of bundle for $39.95, which may include their other Quick and Easy Guides.
Mm.
And then from Vault, Money Shot number 11. Yeah, and I think that's it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah? But yeah, anyway. Check out Sprite and Gardner.
Madison's still looking to see.
No.
Edison has nothing.
Aw. You should give him something.
Lots of stuff coming.
Good.
Good bragging.
You got stuff coming too, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as far as I know, you do.
If you say so.
Yeah, as far as I know, man. All right, then. Well, it's good talking to y'all. You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com.
No.
Mike's website is IHateMike.com.
Yes.
You can reach Addison at AddisonDuke.com and Sean saying thank you for flying.com. Let's see. There's art at CadenceComicArt.com. You can read BattlePug at BattlePug.com. And I guess that's it for this week.
Yay!
Have a good weekend, and yeah, we'll catch y'all next week. Oh, and they announced the first $1 million vaccine lottery thing tonight. In Ohio.
Good luck.
So, next time we speak, I may be $1 million richer. Well, less taxes and stuff.
I hope so. I genuinely hope so.
It'd be nice.
Give it to me. Give to Radiskull.
If I win, I'm sure I'll be hearing a lot of that because they're making the winners' names public.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
For some
Do you
reason.
Have that many relatives that would come out of the woodwork?
Probably, and most of them I don't know. So.
Oh, do you think you'll get a? Would you like to be part of this investment from the ground up? Email from Josh Blaylock.
I don't know. He might not hear about it because he's not in Ohio.
Work on his NFTs.
Oh, NFTs. I give you permission to punch me really hard if I ever buy an NFT.
Okay.
Listen, you can draw this 200-page book for one fungible token.
Mm-hmm. Fungible.
That's just a fun word to say. It
puts fun in fungible.
I put the jibble in fungible.
Crank actually said something funny, guys.
Well, thanks. Sometimes I'm very jibble. Anyway, yeah, Catch y'all next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.